Karen Carmichael, and I sat down today at Albert Whitted Airport with my friend Walt Driggers to talk a little bit about Love for Albert Whitted Airport, which is a community education campaign by the nonprofit organization Friends of Albert Whitted Airport. They are a group of pilots, business owners, instructors, and aviation enthusiasts who just want people to know what a local gem Albert Whitted Airport really is. So Walt, how and when did Friends of Albert Whitted get started?
That's a good question. Back in 1988, there was a committee started, and it was called the Airport Advisory Committee, and it was designed to inform the city council people and all the city administration about the relationship with the airport and to the city, and so they would have a source to know about the airport. And in September this past year, that committee started Friends of Albert Whitted Airport Incorporated, a 501c3, with its mission is to educate the community about the benefits of the airport, which is not always readily apparent to everybody there. So our job is to let them know the good things that the airport supplies to the community.
So what do you want people in the community to know?
I want them to know that there are many facets to this airport that are a benefit to the community that isn't always readily apparent to the outside people looking in. Obviously, it looks like there's a few airplanes there owned by a few people who use them for their private use. But in all actuality, there's much, much more going on here. One example is the helicopter that goes up to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. They can be on that hospital within 3 minutes, and they are transporting the children, you know, the prenatal infants with their diseases and their problems, and they can pick them up at another hospital that can't take care of them and bring them back here, or they can take the ones that need other services that they don't provide or are better provided, and they take them to a different hospital. They did this when Hurricane Ian, they went down to Fort Myers. They brought 18 of the small children up here, and then they did another 56 to the surrounding hospitals because there weren't enough beds in this hospital to take care of all those children and infants. Another one is the medevac, where people come into town, they're staying here for the winter time or summertime or whenever, and they have a medical problem where they can't get back on the airplanes and go back home, or they can't drive their car back home, so they can be transported back, or they can be transported back here if the St. Pete residents are out on a cruise ship and down the Caribbean and they can't get home because they get sick. There's almost 1,000 jobs generated by this airport in the community. There's over 25 businesses here, and that whole thing generates, according to the last economic study done by the Florida Department of Transportation, $128 million is generated from the business done at this airport. And one last thing is, it's so obvious right now and today, is the airport's used for the St. Pete Grand Prix. It's like the one runway is closed down for about a 3-week period of time because that's their start-finish line, that's their straightaway, and that, from the statistics we see from the Grand Prix, that generates another $40 million worth of income that is spent out into our community, and it's all done just because of this airport that's, again, not always readily recognizable.
So what can you tell us about the scholarship program?
Well, first, we started the scholarship program because, as you know, or most people know just by listening to the news, there's a shortage of pilots, commercial pilots, globally right now. And so the truth of the matter is, no big airplanes fly until the little airplanes fly, where people are getting trained to be the commercial pilots. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to help some people who are underrepresented in the aviation industry, like women and minorities and just underrepresented people, get started in aviation to start a nice high-paying career So what we did was we've got these scholarships available. We got donors to donate a lot of money, and we're putting the scholarships out in two forms. We have the $5,000 scholarship, and what that does is that's helping somebody who's already taken lessons and maybe having a tough time paying for it, because it's not inexpensive to get a license. And so we're helping them with $5,000. They can they fill out the application, and several of them will be selected to get $5,000 to help them on down the road. There's another one, we call it the Starter Scholarship, and it's $1,000. And what that gives them is the software program to learn the courseware. They learn about the academic part of it. They use that software, and they can take their written test for the private pilot's license. That gives them an opportunity to see if they like the courseware, if it's a fit for them. And then it also is going to give them several hours of flying, and that's going to let them find out whether it's good for them physically and mentally. Is it something they like? Do they like the sensations? Are they all in? Or they go, tried that and not? Because so many people get started in aviation because a father, a mother, an uncle, or a friend of the family has taken a young adult, 14, 15, or 16 years old, taking them for an airplane ride, and they go, this is cool, I really want to explore this as a career. And what we're doing is making that available to the underrepresented slice of society that hasn't had a chance to learn about aviation or test aviation.
So, Walt, how can people get more information?
Well, we have what we've designed is a social media outlet as well as a website, because that's how everybody's learning about everything right now. So they can go to our Facebook page, and that's Love the Number 4 AWA, or they can go to Instagram the same way, or they can search for Friends of Albert Witt at Airport, and it'll take them to all of those places, to our website. And on our website, it has all the things we're doing. It has a page for the scholarship where they can download the application. Soon we're going to have a donate button put on there within the next couple of weeks, because we found there's plenty of people out there who would love to help young people get into aviation, so they can go and they can either sponsor an entire scholarship or a portion of a scholarship. They can help us reach these young adults and help get them into the aviation career.
That is Walt Driggers, Friends of Albert Witt at Airport, speaking with Karen Carmichael. More information available on the website at love4awa.com.